صلى الله عليه وسلم شيشت يمين في أستان الرقم فاش بشاتو بستان من فاست كعبت بيجيني بعد أول بشاتو الرمضان interprets differently. Ramban says, Vayakar Moshe saw that Mesoyam Amen Ela Hadar Shetiv Hashem Ma'asor Sosam means he has to make a Mishkan. La'asor Sosam, you should do something. What should you do? You should make a Mishkan. And Pasuk Beit does proper Baruch Hashem. Sheish Yidam Tiyas Maracha Beis and Gimel Tzig Bad Baruch Hashem. But the Gemara, and all the Midrashim know of it, the Gemara understands Pasuk Kavach is also referring to Shabbos. And one time it derives from the Gemara that there are 39 other halachas. It says that the word Eila is a gematria, Lamed is 30, Hey is 5, Dalet is 1, so that's 36, Dvarim, Yidil, Drach, Mishnayim is 2, is 38, and Hadvar and Hey idea makes it 39. But this is the marker of the din that there are 39 categories on the halach. The other time I disagree in the whole that gematrios are papuras lachokmah. That says in the Mishnah Tzurgeh, but what it means is that there is such a thing as a gematria. The Gemara says, Kodesh Yihyeh, Tam Yudhish Kodesh Miyom, Kodesh Yihyeh, Yihyeh, the gematria of Lassan Haven, at the word Yihyeh, the gematria of 30. But the Rambam writes there in the Pirush HaMishnayis and Nozim, in the first Tzurgeh, around that Pei, Davos, that we never learn out any halachas from a gematria. This one means gematrios papuras lachokmah. The gematria is not from the Midrash of Torah and Reshus Lam. But the other Tanaim don't accept it, the Rasha Eila Hadvar. So it could be that that what the Ramban is saying refers to the other Tanaim. But the Tana Rebbe reviewed on Nasi, I think, learns it out from Eila Hadvarim, Lamatad Bavis Malachas, because he holds that Bari Tosadav is speaking better of the Shah. But the other Tanaim holds that a gematria is not a Midrash of Torah and Reshus Lam, so they're not learning out Malachas in here. Maybe they learned that the Pasuk Kabbalah, the Rambam, the Pasuk Kabbalah is speaking about Atiyas HaMishnah. The Pasuk Bey speaks about Shilch HaShem. How did the other Talmudim learn, how did they know that there were 39 Malachas? So the Gemara has different opinions. One opinion is that it's learned that from the word Malachas. You add up every time it says the word Malachas in Chumash. It's over here, it says the Pasuk Bey, Shilch HaShem Tiyas HaMalachas. They're twice the word Malacha positive. So you add up from the beginning of Bereshit till the end of the Rain, you thrill, the beginning of Chumash to the end of the Chumash, you add up every time it says the word Malacha, and that adds up to 39. That's the real Bereshit. Gematria, that's only Tapuras Lachacha. They're adding up words, that's the real Joshua. No, because the Gemara has in Sanhedrin and Abdallah the whole Daf Gemara. About various halachas in different areas that are derived from adding up words. Like, how do you know that you need Yutaskin as the Machlok Satanoim? The Shalom has a problem. Whether Mikra Adin, you need three Habasim, or Mikra Adin, one Hadar. So you only have one Kasha Hadar, so Mishnah Berurah says you should shake a little bit that abroad. Because the Sfeikin Adin, and maybe all you need is one. But the other Tanoim said that you need three. How do they know that you need three? Because it says, Anat Eitz Ovid. So it's the word three times, Anat Eitz Ovid, that's the marker for three. Or the Gemara has the Azazal, the Hamachlekes Tatanoim. How many Zrikas Hazam on the Akis in the Seven Chazal? Machlekes Hashanah Bisula, in the middle of Mashrefesh Zrachim. That Machlekes is based on the word. How many times the word Karnas on the chair in the theater? Karnas, Karnas, Karnos. How many Gifanis in each for a Sukkah? Is all based on Machlokes Tatanoim, where the Steinkechos, the Shlishis Tatilatechos, the Shalosh Kechosim, the Zinis Tatilatechos, that's all based on the Pesukim Batrasukas, Tatsukas, Tatsukas. You add up. The Gemara has Kahaina Vahaina, so that's considered a real legitimate Rashi, even though it's not listed in the Brisa or Rabbi Shmuel, the Mishnah Levites, that's right in the rest of them. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin does not. It has a whole series of the Rashis that are based on adding up how many times the word appears in the parasha. The only problem here is that the Gemara is adding up from the beginning of Bereshit till the end of Dvarim. Every time the word Malach appears, and it appears more than 39 times. That's the Tesis Yantin. It's very strange Tesis Yantin is the first one who sat down and counted them up. And he has that Sishtimtinus, but more than 39 times. So they give different theories, different sheets.
Was this kind of, it's not listed in the Shlosh Esrei Midos, is this kind of din of Nidivei Sefer? Nafkamina, whatever Nafkamina you would end up saying. So if the Rambam learns that
Yeah, for sure it's only Divrei Sefer.
Yeah.
For sure. So all the things in the Yud Gimel Midos are also Divrei Sefer.
Right, but if this is listed as Nidhi, it has a status of better.
I don't think so. No. It's also Adrash. Then Igmar has another Tana who says that there are other Tana who say there are 139 Malach. He says there have to be 39. The Gemara has another Tana who says, what do you need a number of how many Malachas there are? Half to have the Mishnah Hashiva Karli Av, half to have the Mishnah Hashiva Karli Tolda. The Gemara in the first half in Baba Kama says that based on Manazza, whatever was Choshev in the Mishkan, that you learn from the Smichas Apsukim. The Torah says you should build the Mishkan but not on Shabbos. Why not? Because Asiyas HaMishkan constitutes a malacha. So whatever was the Pula Hashuv HaMishkan constitutes a malacha. So the other time I'm saying, you don't have to have a posik to say that there are 39 malachas. Just look at the Mishkan and figure out what do they have to do for the purpose of constructing a Mishkan. Whatever was a major activity, not every little step wasn't so they had to walk. When you're not allowed to walk on Shabbos because the Talmud had to walk from one place to the other, no, so that doesn't count. But Hakta Avim Mishka Hashiva, the Chashiva Pulas of Asiyas HaMishkan, that's considered a Malach. So it happens to turn out, coincidentally, that they're 39, maybe a little more. Bigmar says, sometimes I hold a little more than 39 Ovis Malach. What's the significance of saying that there are 39 Ovis Malachas versus... What if there would have been less than 39 Ovis Malachas? Why did the Mishnah have to bother to give a number? But the Mishnah says Ovis Malachas, the Mishnah Shabbos, I find Gimel. There's Ovis Malachas, Abayim Chaser Rachas. There are 39 Ovis Malachas, and I list them all. Why do I have to give a number? Let us say Ovis Malachas, Hacharesh, Hacharesh, Hazareya, Hacharesha. Why do I have to give a number? So the Gemara quotes of Yechanan that the reason why the Mishnah mentions the number is to teach you halacha that if somebody violated Chilul Shabbat by doing all the 39 Malachas, he has to bring 39 Chatos. That's what the Gemara calls Chiluk Malachas. That's called Chiluk Malachas. How do you know that the Tachlis is a Chiluk Malachas? Maybe if a person is Mechal Shabbos by having violated B'Shoigig, the Mezid is not Chiyachatis. But B'Shoigig, if a person violates B'Shoigig all the Malachas, maybe he just brings one Chatos. How do you know he brings 39? So the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim. Where is the marker for that in? So one Tana says it's learned that from Pasuk Gimel. Lois of our age, B'chol Moshvet Seichem B'Yoyim HaShabbos. Rashi writes over here, Rashi quotes from the Gemara, why was Havara singled out? Hello, Havara B'chlal Hoysa. Lama Yotzos, the one time it says, Havara Yotzos, Havara was singled out to teach you that it's unique, it's different from all the other 38 Malachas, in that it doesn't have Nisa and Chakos. Of course, it only has Malchus. It's only Havara L'Lav Yotzos. Havara was singled out to indicate that it's weaker than the others. The other time Rashi says, Yesham Rim L'Chalak Yotzos. Rashi quotes the Machlokes HaTan, right, from Shabbos. In parentheses, they give you the Ma'am Kaimis to them. Wise guy puts in Marmakan to Yvonne and to Sanhedrin. He could have given Masech HaShabbos, that's fine. It's the main marker for Achilut Malachas. For a lot of the house, they gave you the obscure Marmakan. They want to show up keys. But not only does he know it's in Masech HaShabbos, it's even in Yvonne and in Sanhedrin. The one time he says that, that's the marker. But the Gimel is the marker of the name of Lachalak Yotzis. This is a big discussion. Menachem Zemba has a little sefer that's called Tetzoyes Chaim. It's mainly on Malach al Chaitzor, that's why it's called Chaitzor, right? Mainly on Chaitzor, but he has, in order to discuss Chaitzor, he has to discuss a little bit about Malachas in general. It's a very good statement. Menachem Zemba was killed by the Nazis in the Warsaw Ghetto. But he has in his sefer, he shows that there's a major Machlokes HaRishonim on the nature of this din of Havara L'Chalak Yotzos. You have 39 chatos, if you violate all the 39 of his malachas, what's the Geder Hadin? Isn't that we view the 39 malachas as 39 prohibitions? They're really 39 Isur. It's prohibited to plant on Shabbos, prohibited to plow on Shabbos, forbidden to carry on Shabbos, forbidden to do Havara, forbidden to do Mechaber. But he say no, it's not 39 distinct Isur of Shemus Machlokim. But the Gemara increases to call Shemus Machlokim, like if a person eats Chelev Adam. If he's Chela B'Shegig and he's Dam B'Shegig and Hal Shabbos B'Shegig and Avod Avod Zor B'Shegig, of course he's Chayt for Chatos. He violated four unrelated Averis. He wrote so. When a person does 39 Malachas B'Shegig, it's considered 39 different Averis. That's what it is. It's Shemus Machlokin. Or perhaps no, it really boils down to 39 Oifanim Achidol Shabbos. It's really Shem Nechot. But just like L'Mashal, 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 So Leitchik was fond of staying over this piece from the Tzolak Chaim. When he learned Pasach HaShabbos, Rav Leitchik used to recommend to the students that they should learn, they should use the Egli Tal and the Tzolak Chaim. The Egli Tal has a lot of times speak to a pulpit. It starts getting involved, it gets very complicated. But every siman in the Egli Tal starts off with presentation of all of the facts. All the Shittas HaRishayim and the Kurds, the beginning of every piece in Egli Tal is Meridik. And then you read it as far as you think that it serves your purposes. The first time is Meridik. The first time, usually from the beginning to the end, he's very, very good. So the Kalpaleshi was fond of saying over this issue from this piece from the first time, this Machlokes HaRishayim, that other Rishayim hold that the chiluk malachas l'shabbos is not because the shemus machlokin that the 39 different isurim. There really 39 eponim are violating the same isur. So why is it taka that you chayv 39 chatoas that you violated all the 39 malachas the helam echad the shegig one shkogah? So mashal l'mal deva deyma, there's one tana who says this how he passed me. There's one tana who says in the Mishnah increases that let's say somebody ate chaylev. So he ate four kezaisim of chelav. One kezais of chelav was broiled. One kezais of chelav was baked. One kezais of chelav was fried. One kezais of chelav was boiled. And each one in four different parts. And each one had a totally different flavor. A totally different flavor. So one Tana says that even, and he ate them all behelam echod. He didn't realize. He's sitting and eating in this restaurant that has under it. Prominent hashgacha. And he said the first course, second course, the third course, fourth course, all four courses were the same thing. Chelev, and different presentations of the same chelev. The one Tana says that Yichai for Chatois. Why? That's called Tamkui and Mechalkin. Tamkui is the pot in which you cook the food. So Tamkui and Mechalkin means that even though you violated the same Aveira four times, but if each time it was in a very different oifen, then that itself is Mechalik, that Yichai for Chatois. So perhaps that's the nature of the din over here, that Yichai 39 Chatois. If you violate all the 39 malachas, not that it's really 39 averis, not that Hashem is machlokin, but it's rather more similar to tamchui machalkin. And even according to the other chachamim, the other tanoim in the Mishnah increases who don't agree with the din of tamchui machalkin, machlokes ha-tanoim in the Mishnah, but this, that there's chiluk malachas l'shabbos, everybody agrees to, the tanoim just argue which part you can learn it out from, but they learn it out from havara l'chalik yotzot, or it's learned out from a different pasuk, but everybody agrees. Also me'achas mehena. One time says you learn it from Osam Me'achas Mehena. Yesh Achash Yesh Bohena. You did Chil Shabbos several times. Yechai Menachatoy is namely Chiluk Malachas L'Shabbos. But whatever pasuk you learned out from, everybody agrees that there is such a thing. Half of everybody agrees with by Tamchuyim is Machlekes. But the answer is Poshet. Thereby Tamchuyim, the halacha doesn't say Al Pidin that Chelav that's fried and Chelav that's cooked and Chelav that's boiled and Chelav that's roasted and toasted, whatever. The halacha doesn't say that Al Pidin it's a different. It's a different category of chelav. The chef, the cook, and the restaurant present each piece of chelav differently. But the halacha doesn't recognize al pidin a difference. So that's why the other time I'm saying that there is no such thing. They're not garish the institution of tamchuin mechalkin. But over here by malacha shams, each malacha taki is different. Each malacha has its own gedorim. So maybe here everybody should agree that there's a din of tamchuin mechalkin. This is a big machlokes HaRishonim. Why is it? Nachman Sefer quotes Rishonim to say explicitly, a group will say one way and a group of Rishonim will say the other way. What's the nature of this din that Yesh Chiluk Malachas L'Shabbos? Is it because it constitutes really 39 categories of Easter? Really 39 Shemus Machlokas, 39 different Easter? Or is it because it's Tamchuy Machlokas? Should be a big Nachkamina Ladina. There's a big discussion in later Svarim. Latest Svarim means in the last 100 years, that some Gedolim came to the realization that there's an issue that was never really spelled out well in the earlier generation. The Gemara has a Masech HaShabbos up in Gimel on the base and in other places, and by Kotten, by base on the base, other places. The Gemara has a case where a person does a Pe'ula on Shabbos. For example, Zayner Ritzorach Leitzim, he breaks off the branches of a tree. He's pruning the tree because it has too many branches. And when you break off the branches, number one, I plan to use those branches that I broke off as fuel in my furnace. I'm going to burn them.
as logs, and number two, I'm breaking off the branches in such a way that the tree should be able to grow better. So the Gemara says you have really done two different things. Five times. If he did it for sure, you chayv two chatot. One chatot is because he did nitiyah. By breaking off these branches, you're helping the tree that remains grow better. And number two, you did kitsira, because you broke off the branches and you're going to use them. So the Gemara says, even though you only did one pa'ula, zaymer, it's all late, then you chayv shtayim. That's the Pharish Gemara. The Gemara says that that's not an exception to the rule. That's the rule. But you're going to have many cases like that. You can visualize other cases also where you do one pa'ula and it's a double malach. What happens if the person does one pa'ula? See, there he did one pa'ula, but there are two tzitzis. He breaks off the branches of the tree. So number one, he has branches that are detached from the tree that he can now fit into his furnace. As long as the branches were attached to the tree, he wasn't able to put them in the furnace to burn them as fuel. And now that he broke them off, he can use them. He plans to use them for the fireplace. And number two, there's another tzitzis that the tree that's left attached to the ground is going to grow better. So in that case, Yechayv Shtayim, clearly the Gemara says, because there are two tzitzis. What if you do one pool and there's only one tzitzis? But there are two reasons why I should label this pool as a malacha. It looks like it's a tolda of A and a tolda of B. But there's only one tzitzis. You only made one accomplishment. Do you have the right to say in such a case also Yechayv Shtayim or not? So that's a big machlokes. That's a big machlokes that was never pointed out until recent the Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos. That was written 50, 60 years ago on Eretz Yisrael. Shvi Tashab is quoted a lot from Tzvi Pesach, right? So in Shvi Tashab, he points out that it looks like this is a Mefurish HaMachlokes. It really should depend on this Shabbat. What's the nature of Chiluk Melachos and the Shabbos? Is it that the 39 Reifanim are violating Chilul Shabbos? How can you say that if you make one accomplishment, if there's only one tzitzis, how can you say that it's chayv shtayim? You only did one thing. There are two reasons why you should label it as a malacha. There are two reasons. It's only one malacha. It only makes sense to say chayv shtayim if you do one pa'ula where there are two tzitzis, two different results. That's a chilul Shabbos, and that's a chilul Shabbos. So even though the gabra only did one pa'ula, but there are two different tzitzis, so that's a malacha and that's a malacha. But if the gabra does one pa'ula and there's only one accomplishment, there's only one tzitzis, so to say that that's also chayv shtayim, that wouldn't make any sense. So that should depend on this shaila, whether the 39 malachas are 39 shemis machlokas. So then I can say, let's say a man, the Gemara increases has cases like this. A man is bo'al achosta, who happens to be bito, and happens to be imo, and happens to be achosimo. It's his mother and his daughter and his aunt and his sister all at the same time. All incestuous family. And everybody violated everything on the books. And it comes out that this one woman happened to be his sister, his daughter, his mother, his aunt, everything at the same time. And if he's an androgynous, he can even be his mother and his father at the same time. Maybe it's both his mother and his father. So the Gemara says, Yechayiv many times chato, because he's all that wife. The Shemus Machlokin, the Gemara says. In that case, it's Shemus Machlokin. Even though he only does one pa'ula, but the one pa'ula is Avera 1 and Avera 2 and Avera 3. So if you say Chilul Shabbos, the 39 different prohibitions, the 39 Yisurim L'Shemus Machlokin, so even if there's only one tzitzis, you did one pa'ula and you only did one result. But still, the one result is a violation of 39 different malachas, several different malachas. You can chayv shtayim, chayv many times. But if you say that it's not Shemus Machlokin, just like Tamkli Machalkin, it's really 39 Eifanim to violate Chilul Shabbos. The only thing is that you say Tamkli Machalkin. So then Hasbara Nosen is that if there's only one Tzitzis, so there's room to argue and say that it does make sense to say Hashtag. That's a big discussion. So Vaychik used to say, also a little bit in Tzitzis time. He used to think that this is an operating thesis in the Ramban, Yishav. Whether 39 malachas are 39 yisurim, or 39 ways to violate the same yisurim. Because there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, but the Gemara has a din of Lav Shibachlol Lesein Loikim Olam. That's Samach Yimram now. And one says, Lumash, you have a pasuk that says, Lo Soflo Al Adam, in the middle of Kumish Vayikro. What does it mean, Lo Soflo Al Adam? The Gemara says the pasuk has many different levels of interpretation. you're not allowed to eat before you daven every day. You're not permitted to eat the tzar ha-karbonis before you zerach the dam on the mizbeach. Abezna shaharbos ha-nefesh, you're not permitted to eat kol osu hayom. The Gemara has a few more interpretations in the pasuk. The Gemara says anyone who violates any of these yitzurim, their eister, is not like it, because that's called a lav shebichlal, it's not like him already. You have a pasuk in the Chumash, which includes many prohibitions, say not like on any of them. That's not dumi the lav de hasim. The place is there, is bothered with a kasha. The Ragi Morris, where it says explicitly that if somebody does malacha beyond, that he gets malchus. If you do malacha on Shabbat b'mezid, you get Mises. If you do malacha b'mezid on Yantiv, you get Malchus. The Tosfos asks the kasha, where's the lav? Says, let's ask for malacha. For Yantiv, you're not allowed to do malacha. But that's a lav that has 39 Yisurim in it. You're not allowed to do Harisha, you're not allowed to do Zriya, you're not allowed to do Ksira. It has 39 Yisurim. So why not consider the Tosfos, let's ask for malacha on Yantiv, a lav shebechalala, she'en loik malach. So there are two answers on that kasha that the Rishonim give.
Not the same kasha applies by Shabbos.
Shabbos, you never get Malkus. Shabbos, you get Mises. So this klal, a lav shebechlal, the same like him, all of it is only regarding Malkus, not regarding Mises. So Shabbos, they don't ask. But Yontif, they ask. Yontif is Tosfos kasha. So the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvot asks this kasha, and he says, well, what about the pasuk lo sechel kol nevelo? You're not allowed to eat nevelo. So what if a person eats Nivlas behema, Nivlas chaya, Nivlas oaf, different kinds of nevelos, cooked, fried, boiled, broiled, roasted, toasted, all kinds of different flavors. They're going to say that that's different averas? No. That's different oifanim to violate the same averas. That's not called a lav shebechlalos, because losof kol nevelo includes Nivlas behema, Nivlas chaya, Nivlas oaf. It's all shein echad. That's what the Rishayim say. That's all called shein echad. But the Ramban says over here also, what are you talking about? 39 Yisurim? It's all Shem Echad. You're not allowed to do Malacha. And Yontif, for all the 39 Malachas, that 39 Ephanim are violating the one Easter of Malacha. So the Ramban writes explicitly that it's all Shem Echad. The only thing is the Ramban is talking about Yontif. It could be that we should distinguish between Shabbos and Yontif. That on Shabbos the 39 Yisurim and on Yontif it's Shem Echad. You can't tell because the Gemara has a Machlokes, and it's talking on Daphnem Zayin, Daphnem Ches. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that Yesh Chilik Malachas L'Shabbos Ve'ein Chilik Malachas L'Yantif. This pasuk that teaches us, pasuk Gimel and Vayakal, that teaches us that Yesh Chilik Malachas L'Shabbos does not apply to Yantif. But on Yantif, let's say a person does five Malachas one after the other, and he tells us in advance what he plans to do. He's gonna light the furnace, he's gonna do this, he's gonna do that, he's gonna do the other thing. And the witnesses warn him, don't do that series of activities, because each one of them is a malacha, and if you're going to do all of those things, we're going to bring it to Bezin and give you malchus five times for all the five malachas that you do. So the Gemara says, you have to have always hasra tes tediba right before the person is about to do the aver. So if they give hasra in the morning, don't eat kaza for lunch in the afternoon, that's not good enough. You have to rush. The Gemara says, maybe he forgot the hasra. Maybe he forgot. So hasra always has to be tes tediba. But if he's just about to do a series of malachas, a series of averes, and the Yanim warned him in advance, don't do the whole series, because each one of them warrants malchus, they're going to bring in a dozen. So the Gemara has a machlokes, will he get five times malchus or not? One opinion was in the Gemara, yesh chiluk malachas for Yantif also. On Yantif there's never a chiyuv chatos. You can't speak about chiluk malachas for Yantif regarding chatos, because we only have chatos for an aver which he violated the shegig, which if he would have violated it, the mezid, there would have been a fee of kares. So malacha b'yontif is not kares. Even if you do the mezid, there's not kares. So if you do the shegig, there's not going to be a chib chata. So where is there a topic? What's the whole discussion? Whether yesh tibit malachas l'yontif or not regarding malchus. So what's the case? The fellow's about to be machal yontif to several pulas, and he tells us in advance, he's going to do a series of five activities, each one is a malacha. And the Edom warn him in advance, don't do any of those, because each one of those is a chilul yontif, and we're going to give you malchus in accordance with how many times you're going to do malacha b'yontif. And he says he doesn't care. Bring me the bezel, give me all the five times malchus. So would he get five times malchus or not? So there's one opinion in the Gemara, that just like the chilul malachas l'shabbos regarding chatos, so too the chilul malachas l'yontif regarding malchus. And we pass like the maskana that it's not so. Yesh chiluk malachas l'shabbos ve'ein chiluk malachas l'yontif. that Yom Tov doesn't have any Chilul Halacha. So it could be that that's what the Ramban meant. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah says that he's talking about Tosfos Kashya in Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel. Oisim Halacha the Yom Tov, why is he like it? Says in the Gemaris. That one is like it. Why is he like it? Let it be a lapsha de chlola. The Ramban answers, why is it a lapsha de chlola? Everything is shame effort. So it could be that that's only on Yom Tov the Ramban is speaking, because they didn't say with Malachas or Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, there are just 39 ways to violate the same Avera of Lord Tzatzikon Malacha. But on Shabbos, perhaps the Ramban holds that Yesh Chilik Malachas of Shabbos means that there are 39 prohibitions. You can't tell exactly. Ramban is not that clear in answering the question. But Tosfos is pretty clear. Tosfos asks the Kasha, let it be 39 Isurim. And the answer, Enachanami, it is 39 Isurim. But the reason why it's not called the Lapsha Bechlovas is because what we mentioned yesterday when we were learning, Lapsha Bechlovas, that's our observation, used to chaz it pretty often, that Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs and Sheresh Tev, the Rambam speaks about two cases. Sheresh has pretty long Sheresh. So he talks about a case where you have one pasuk that has several interpretations in it, several levels of Easter in it, and then you have sometimes the same Easter repeated in many pasukim. Let's say it says many times in the Chumash not to eat chelet. It says many times not to eat dam. It says several times not to eat tevela. So do you count that as several Isurim? It says several times not to eat shiratzim. So would you count that as several Isurim? Six times it says don't eat shiratzim. So you write the six times, you write the six up there to eat a sheret. So that's how Rashi and Tosfos and the Ramban and the Goinim, that's how they learn Pshat and the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Ochel Petis Aloka Arba, the mother like a Chamesh Tzira like a Sheish. The Gemara talks about eating certain Shrotz and that you get six times Malkus. So the most of the Rishonim interpret the Gemara, whenever you have a Kef Lalav, whenever you have a Postik in the Torah, that's repeated several times, it says don't do this, and it says it several times, so you are in violation of an Aver in accordance with how many times it's repeated. The Rambam has this unique Shita where he disagrees with all the Goenim and the Rishonim. He says that that's not the Pshat in the Gemara. He says you can't have such a thing. And he has the Shorish test in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Chelek HaShorosh, and he has a long Arichas on that, that when the Torah repeats the same thing, it's just to strengthen the law, but to strengthen the mitzvah, to be mechazik the mitzvah. The Gemara says the Kohanim who don't do him have been mevatel three mitzvahs essay. And a person who doesn't like tefillin every day has been mevatel four mitzvahs essay. A person who doesn't wear tzitzit has been mevatel so many mitzvahs essay. But the Rambam says, what do you mean? It's the same mitzvahs essay. It's written several times. It's written several times to be mechazik it. But it's not that it's really, it's not to be taken literally as mevatel six mitzvahs essay and four mitzvahs essay. It's one mitzvahs essay that the Torah underlines. Sometimes you underline it, sometimes you underline it twice, and sometimes you write urgent, underline it five times. It means it's very important. When the Torah repeats it five, six times, it means to underline, to emphasize and to stress. But it does mean that it's six aver. How can it be six aver? It's the exact same thing. And that's what the Rambam has in Sheresh Tes. It talks about kefal alav, that it doesn't count as separate lavin. Does not. Why? Because we only count the ideas and the themes. But then he says, on the other hand, contradiction. Then he says, on the other hand, the same Sheresh Tes, what if you have one pasuk that says l'osof l'aladam, and it contains six prohibitions? So the Rambam should have been consistent and he should have said you count the themes. So he says no, if you have six themes in one pasuk, it only counts as one. But then the Rambam sounds like he says, that's what Tosfos has in a few places, the Rambam sounds like he says there in Sheresh Tes, when you have a lav in the Chumash and it has six interpretations in the lav, which is the Pshut Shel Mikra and which are the additional interpretations? So whichever one is the Pshut Shel Mikra, and that one, that's the Ikar Alav. So on the Ikar Alav, which is Pshut Shel Mikra, Torah Shel, and that you'll be like it. On the additional levels of interpretation, those are really Torah Shel Alpeh. Whatever is not Pshut Shel Mikra is really only Torah Shel Alpeh. So on those, you won't be like it. Because those are not Dumi, the Lav, the Hasima. Lav, the Hasima is a Pasuk in the Chumash, and it's written and it says what it means. It means what it says, and it says what it means. It says, L'sachem Shavadishai. So when you have a pasuk that has a Pshut Shel Mikra that's in Torah Shebichsav, that's the prohibition, so that you'll be looking for. But the additional levels of interpretation, that's very Torah Shebaal Peh, that you wouldn't be looking for. So that's what the Tosfos sounds like, seems to hold in Sanhedrin Daf Samar Gimel Amar Alf also. Tosfos was bothered with the kash of one who oisim aloha beyond it, that the Gemara is like, so they ask, how can it be like, why not consider the Yisurim of Malacha beyond it is a lav shebichlalas, because each one of those psukim that says not to do Malacha beyond it contains 39 Yisurim. Taisus seems to understand that it's Shemus Mechlogenus. Because if it would have been Shem Echa, Taisus would also know that it's not called the Lapshe Mechlogenus. It's the Taisus in Makkas that says like that. Whenever it's Shem Echa, the Perik Elohein Aloikin, the third Perik Makkas, Taisus also says like that. That's a double potion, what the Ramban wrote. And whenever you have Shem Echa, whenever you have several Oifanim are violating an Aver, but all the Oifanim are violating an Aver, is all Shem Echa. So then it's not called the Lapshe Mechlogenus. The Taisus, the Nikasha, and the Teretz, is assuming that the 39 malachas are really Shemus Machlokin, the Farish. Not only on Shabbos, when there's Chilut Malachas, even on Yontem, when there's no Chilut Malachas, it's still Shemus Machlokin. They hold the 39 Yisurim. So that's why they asked Akasha, how can you be like it if it's a Lapshe Mechlokin? So Tesis answered, from the 39 malachas that are prohibited, which one can you single out and say that that's the Pshut Shel Mikra and the other 38? We're going to put in the footnote, we're going to say, those are only drushes. Those are only drushes about that. Hey, Menai Matsyas, which one is more Pshut Shel Mikra than the other? The Pshut Shel Mikra alludes to all the 39 malachas. The Taisus says, since the Pshut Shel Mikra includes all the 39, so the role, Tarash Bechstat, so the role, the Ikir Alad. When you have a Pasek Lakla, Sokh Laladam, you can figure out which one is the Pshut Shel Mikra. Look at the Mefarsh Machumish. Which one is the Pshut Shel Mikra? And which of the other Yisurim are also included in the Pasuk? Lav Shi Bechalot is a Gamkei Nichlal Ba Pasuk. The Gamkei Nichlal. So whatever is Gamkei Nichlal, whatever is also included, that's only a Tchina of Perush Abal Peh. In Perush Abal Peh, you not like it? You only like it on things that are written in Perush Abal Peh. So that's the Machlaikas Taisus and the Ramban. What would you say regarding Chiluk Malachas the Yontif? The Gemara says there's no Chiluk Malachas the Yontif. So how do you view the nature of the 39 Yisurim? So Ramban says, at least on Yontif, maybe on Shabbos also, we're not sure, but on Yontif at least, he says that it's all Shein Echa. And Tosfos holds the Farish not, so Tosfos holds that both the Shabbos and the Yontif, the 39 Yisurim. The big tilpul in Achronim, what would you say regarding Chiluk Malachas the Yom Kippur? Years ago, the Rabbani used to give twice a year a big public pilpul in Halacha on Shabbos Agog and on Shabbos Shuvah. So this was a popular theme for Shabbos Shuvah. Shabbos before Yom Kippur, to what extent do we treat Yom Kippur like Shabbos, and to what extent do we treat Yom Kippur like Yom Kippur? When you have a din, so there's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, so how would you treat it? For example, over here, Yesh Chilut Malachas for Shabbos, Vein Chilut Malachas for Yom Kippur. So how would you treat Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur Dinik Shabbos is Yom Kippur Dinik Yom. So that was a topic where Rebbe Kiveya had a Shabbos Shuvah Pilpul on that. They have some of the drushes from Rebbe Kiveya, some of the Pilpul were printed in the Drush V'Chidush. Marachas, the long Marachas, the drushes that he gave on Shabbos Shuvah. So that's one of his drushes. Rabbar Tam and Frankel has also a Shabbos Shabbos Shuvah Pilpul on this. He has a Harifas, usually he's very Harifas. He has a Harifas that's really very down to earth over here, it's very Shatokman. He wants to say that on Yom Kippur, whether Yesh Chiluk Malachas or not, will depend whether the fellow did the Malacha B'Mezid or B'Shegev. The part about Chiluk Malachas on Shabbos and Chiluk Malachas on Yom Kippur is not because there's a basic distinction between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and you're trying to guess whether Yom Kippur belongs to that category or to that category. No, the part is Yesh Chiluk Malachas Linyan Chatos, Vein Chiluk Malachas Linyan Malkas. So on Yom Kippur, sometimes you have Chatos, sometimes you have Malkas. If you violate that, the Malachas B'Mezid, then you talk about Malkas, there's no Chatos. So the Malkas, that's the Malachas like Yom Kippur. Vein Chiluk Malachas Linyan Malkas. But if you'll violate the Malachas on Yom Kippur B'Shegig, and you'll be done, then again to Chatos, he says, Chai Meni Chatos. So he says, why not? Yesh Chiluk Malachas L'Shabbos, means B'nei Gehet L'Chatos. In other areas we discuss whether Yom Kippur is Dinik Shabbos or Dinik Yom Kippur, a different topic. Malosha, Lamashal is a Din, Amchalo Shabbos Beferhestia, Dinik Kovid Avod Izar. Yesterday the guest from Eretz Yisrael started off with that, speaking about that topic. Imar and Kulan, that Fei has such a Din. One is Machalo Shabbos Beferhestia, Dinik Akum. So the Shaila is, what about one is Machalo Yom Kippur Beferhestia? You also say Dinik Akum and not. So this is a din and achrayim. They say that Yom Kippur is minik Shabbos and not. The Beit HaLevi has a haychacha from a Rambam. Soloveitchik wasn't so familiar with the achrayim, but whatever the Beit HaLevi quoted, it's for family. So those achrayim he had it on. So this is one of the topics that he would discuss, whether Machal or Yom Kippur. The Farhesia is minik Machal Shabbos and not, because Beit HaLevi discussed it. So the Beit HaLevi has a Rambam. But the Rambam sounds like he says like this, that Dina Kakum. Even though it's very strange, the whole reason Rashi says in Chul and Adaf, the whole reason why Mechal Shabbos prefer Heskia is Dina Kaibir Avedizora, is because the mitzvah to observe Shabbos and the prohibition not to do Melacha is in order to testify, in order to demonstrate that we believe in the story of creation. We believe Hashem created the world in 6 days and then rested on 7 days. So that's why we do Melacha, Shesh Sham Tas Melacha. On Shabbos we don't do Melacha. So one is Mechal Shabbos prefer Heskia. Is Kielu, he doesn't want to testify that Hashem created the world. So he's like a kafir. He's demonstrating he doesn't believe in Bria Shemayim V'Aretz. So he's not because then. But Yom Kippur has nothing to do with Bria Toilo. So why should one of Mechal Shabbat, one of Mechal Yom Kippur be for Hesia? Why should it be Dina Kaakon? Even if you say that Yom Kippur has a Kedusha Shabbos, has a Kedusha Shabbos, there's no Heterech on that Hashem Yom Kippur. Fine, it has a Kedusha Shabbos. But still, it's not based on the historical background of Sheishi Samas Hashem as Hashemayim V'Aretz. Strange thing, but that's what the Rambam, that's what the Beis Halevi has a mashmos from the Rambam. The Havara of the Lav Yotz is also a big issue. We don't pass like that Tana. One Tana says the reason why Havara of a single Vav is in order to indicate that it's different from the other 38 Malachas, that the other 38 Malachas have Nisa and Chatos and Kareis, and Havara is only Lav, it's a plain old Lav. It's only Malchus. There's no Misa, there's no Chatos, there's no Kareis, none of those. So the Shaila is, if you hold Havara of the Lav Yotzis, it's so different from the other 38 Malachas, maybe you shouldn't be called a Malacha at all. I mean, there aren't 39 Malachas, there are only 38 Malachas. But Havara is a Malacha. What do you say? No. Havara is also a Malacha, but it's a Malacha that doesn't have the Chayim HaOnish, the Chayim HaOisur of the other 38. My Nachkinina. So the Tosfos himself in the beginning, that hey on the bay, has two opinions. If you hold Havara, the Lav, Yotzos, is there a prohibition of Havara on Yontif? One opinion of Tosfos is that there's no Eitzim Havara on Yontif. That the only things we carry over from Shabbos to Yontif are those things that are Malachas. Whatever is not a Malacha doesn't apply to Yontif. So if one says Havara, the Lav, Yotzos, means that there are only 38 Malachas. Are there 39, a different 39 Malachas, and Havara is a Tzuvit Shefet Nizak. It's another thing. It's an additional prohibition. It's another reason. It's not really a Malacha. There's one opinion in Tosfos that if you hold like the Tana, we don't pass like this Tana, if you hold like this Tana, the Havara, the Lav Yotzos, means that it's not a Malacha at all. It's a Nisa. And the only things we carry over from Shabbos to Yom Tov are those things that are Malachas. The Shagasari doesn't like that day in Tosfos in a big way. The Chassinah quotes, others, they don't like that in a big way. That's like they hold that that's wild to say that the Havara is not a Malach at all. Of course Havara is a Malach. But Afilu Nandiyach, even if one were to assume like that opinion, the other opinion is not so, that even if you hold Havara, the Lav Yotzos, there's no Koris, there's no Misa, there's no Chatos, but still Havara would be forbidden in Atayran Yotzos. But you can't tell from that Shita what they mean to say, whether that Shita means to say like the Shagasari and Chassinah, that Havara certainly is a Malacha, it's just that the Onshim are Kal. But since it is a Malacha, therefore it's carried over from Shabbos to Yom Tov, maybe that Shita holds also not so. Maybe that Shita also holds that Havara, if you hold Havara Lalav Yotzos, it's not a Malacha at all. It's not labeled as a Malacha at all. It's a different Easter. But if all of the laws of Shabbos are carried over to Yom Tov, let's say Tchumen, if you would hold like the Tanaim, would think that Tchumen is their rice. Would there be an Easter Tchumen their rice on Yom Tov? But we spoke about a few weeks ago, Parshas B'Shalach, I think, by the Parshas Amon. Big Machlokes HaRishon. The Rambam's opinion is that Tchumen is their Raisa, Tchumen Yud Beis Nun is their Raisa, only on Shabbos, not even on Yom Kippur. Not even on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Daniel HaBavli, the dying from Baghdad, sent a letter to Rabbi Avraham Ben Aramah. He sent a lot of letters to him. Must have had shares in the post office. Sent him loads of letters, passing back and forth on the Rambam's and his father's opinion, on the Rabbi Avraham Ben Aramam, on his father's opinion on different things, the Sefer Mitzvah. One of the letters was, he was picking on the Rambam. How can you say that? That there's only a din of Tchumen on Shabbos. Yom Kippur is din of Shabbos. So he only argued that Yom Kippur should have din of Tchumen. He didn't argue that Yom Kippur should have din of Tchumen. And Rashi and Tosfos in different places in Shas hold that even on Yom Tov, if you hold that Tchumen is their Isa, even on Yom Tov there will be Nisat Tchumen. So there are two different issues over here. There's one issue when you have a prohibition that's outside of the area of Malachas, Tchumen,
Even if he holds chumrin as deraisa, but it's not a malacha, then isa. There's no chatas, there's no chorus, there's no isa. It has nothing to do. For sure, it has nothing to do with malacha. It's not a violation of malacha. You're not creating anything new. So that's a shaila, whether you carry over all the prohibitions of Shabbos carry over to Yom Tov, or you say no. Only the Yisurim Malacha carry over. The other things don't carry over. That's one machlokes. Then there's another machlokes on the assumption that you only carry over Malachas and other things don't carry over. But maybe, what about Yom Kippur? Maybe Yom Kippur is mamish like a Kedusha Shabbos. Does Yom Kippur have the same status as Shabbos or not? So that's the further machlokes, the Rambam and Rav Daniel Abagli, on the assumption that Kumen on Yom Tov is not going to be their Raisa, only on Shabbos. What about on Yom Kippur? So the Rambam holds, no. Rambam holds that the whole Yisrael Kumen is only on Shabbos, not on Yom Kippur. Not exactly the way the Beis Halevi. We just mentioned the Beis Halevi before, that not only Mechal Shabbos prepares the Dina Kakum, Mechal Yom Kippur also Dina Kakum, because Yom Kippur Mamish has the same status as Shabbos. So a little bit not so. You have to figure out what he's going to do with that Rambam by Kumen. He doesn't discuss. And Rav Daniel Abadli held no. He understood that there should be a difference regarding Kumen between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. But he thought Yom Kippur should be Dina Kishabbos. Yeah, but this sheet that Havar al Alav Yotzes, that's out of there. That for sure we don't accept. Most of the Beferish, the Mishnah is the Stam Mishnah Sanhedrin, round up Stam Avodoso, which is the Beferish against that time. So that opinion is not accepted. Chiluk Malachas, that's that we pass him. That the Tosa goes on Chiluk Malachas. The Gemara and Yivonis Davar that they write into the Rashi that the Mokhid Yivonis Davar has a different Rashi on this process. Why does it say B'chol Mosh V'Seichem? Why does it mention B'chol Mosh V'Seichem? All the laws of the Torah apply all over the world. The mitzvah Tatlin Boris, the agricultural mitzvahs only apply in our summer. This is Ochevis Agut, Karka. The Mishnah in the end of the first Perek in Kedushin distinguishes between Ochevis Agut and Ochevis Karka. Mitzvah Satli is Boris and Akzala Boris. Mitzvah Shana Tli is Boris. Another is all over. So what do you need? Another Pasuk every time has to spell out the Chomish V'Seichem. What do you need that for? Why are there a lot of Psukim? There are many Psukim in Chomish where it says the Chomish V'Seichem. So the Achronim work on this. Why did it have to say the Chomish V'Seichem? The Rebbe Yehuda has a little bit. I think the Klichendo, the Seifan Chomish, has a whole Kuntris Hamoy Shavas. He collects all the Psukim Chumash where it says B'chomash V'Seichem. There are quite a few. And then he works very hard to try to explain why did it have to mention that Pasuk B'chomash if it's a Chovis HaGuf, so we have already established in the Mishnah, you know, in the end of the first Perek in Kedushin, the Chovis HaGuf apply all over the world. So why did it have to single out these specific Psukim? The Yidin Gemara asks the question and answers it. The Yidin Gemara Yivamis answers it. B'chomash V'Seichem means to tell me that the Gemara has several drashas on this. So one of the drashas is that Moshavis has the connotation of Moshav Bezdin. That even when you have a Yeshiva's Bezdin and they're interested in administering Nisa's Bezdin of Sreifa, there are four forms of Nisa's Bezdin, Skinda Sreifa, Herig V'Chenek, and one might have possibly constructed a Kal V'Chomer to indicate that Nisa's Bezdin is Deicha Shabbos. How could one possibly construct such a Kal V'Chomer? So the Braith and the Gemara and Yivomis and the Sanhedrin works out a whole Kal V'Chomer. If A is greater than B and B is greater than C, then the Mela A is greater than C. So we see that Mises Bezdin is more important than Hakrobus Kol HaKorban Kulam, because it says in Mishpatim that if a person is a murderer, Nim is B'chitzi Kochem Olomis. If a person is a murderer, and even if he's a kohen is doing avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, you take him away. And even if he's the only kohen in the world who can do the avodah by killing him, by giving him nisus bezdin, we just won't have any kohanim bringing any korbanos. So the Baruch Shalom is meichel on the korbanos. So he won't have any korbanos. Give him nisus bezdin and forget about the korbanos. So we see from that pasuk in Mishpatim that mi mizbechi tikachem olamus, that nisus bezdin is more important then Hakrov is called a Karbanos Kulam, because it doesn't distinguish what Karbanos he's bringing. Shabbos, Yom Tov, Tzmidim, Mesofim, Karbanos Yochid, Karbanos Kibur, all Karbanos. You ignore all of them. Doesn't say if he's the only Kohen, not the only Kohen. So it seems that it doesn't matter. Even if he's the only Kohen, the biggest Karbanos in the world, you kill him. So Mises Bezdin is more important than Kol HaKarbanos Kulam. Hakrov is called a Karbanos Kulam. And some of the Karbanos are more important than Shabbos. Tzmidim and Mesofim are there, so Shabbos.
So you see that A is greater than B and B is greater than C, that this is better, is greater, is more important than Hakrovat Kol HaKarbonos. And Karbonos, some of the Karbonos are Deicha Shabbos, and remember, A is greater than C, that should follow that Mises Bezen should be Deicha Shabbos. That if they have to give, not that they should always pick Shabbos to give the Mises Bezen, but if it turns out that it happens once in the 70 years that they're giving the Einish Mises Bezen, it happens that it should turn out to be Shabbos, boom. Once every 70 years, the game is Bezen, then turn out to be Shabbos, so theoretically you should be able to administer the Mises Bezen on Shabbos. But that's what the Pasuk tells me, that you're not allowed to do that. Lo yisavar ro'esh b'chol mosh v'sechem. Mosh v'sechem doesn't mean afilo b'chutz loris. Wherever you happen to dwell. No, for that you don't need a Pasuk to tell you, so chavis ha'guf, Shabbos ha'chavis ha'guf. I'm an agricultural mission, so of course it applies even in chutz loris. The Pasuk tells me, b'chol mosh v'sechem, even in the mosh v'sechem, that although you have a kalvachaymer, you shouldn't follow the kalvachaymer to administer Mises Bezen HaShabbos. So this is the question, what does the Pasuk tell me now? So Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk is that it's telling me that the kalvachaymer is incorrect. That there's something wrong with the kalvachaymer, that you should not think that Mises Bezen is not Bezen HaShabbos. Mises Bezen is not Bezen HaShabbos. If you will do Mises Bezen HaShabbos, it will be a malach of Natilus Nishama. It will be a violation of a malach. That's the Pasuk Pshat. But that's not the way the Rambam learns. But the Rambam, as printed in every Chumash, it has the beginning of every parasha, has the minyan mitzvahs before you begin the parasha. So it has minyan mitzvahs lav tamach zayin shelo lanosh mi shechayiv malchus ayechad nidal mitzvahs bezna shabbos shenema lo sevar reish b'chol ma shesechem b'yayim na shabbos. So the Rambam counts this as a separate lav in the minyan mitzvahs. Yes, in the sefer mitzvahs and the arach hazor, the separate lav to the Magen Avraham on the side of the mechaber. Yes, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. So it remains, it falls back into the category of Chilul Shabbos. So why should it count as a separate law? So you see from the Rambam, that's the Kasha of the Magen Avraham. So the Achronim all said, I think I once mentioned, Rav Mendel Kasha put out a paper many years ago that's called Harama B'Hamechilta de Rashbi. He says, how much did the Rambam rely on the Mechilta de Rashbi? The Rambam a lot of times passes based on outside sources, outside of the Talmud Babli. He relies a lot on Talmud Yerushalmi and the Talmud Babli. That's the Bira Agro points out. Kedarka looks at Bekama Mechamizkir, how Yerushalmi Negad HaBabli, that's the Vilna Goyim Rashbi. A lot of times, Shveri, Rambam is against the Gemara. Instead of standing on your head like the Lecha Mishnah does, Rambam understood, says, Kasha, he in the head, the Mashot Kasha. Mamshim Kashi, the Rambam held the Maskana like this. So the later Achan just say, no, the Rambam passed like Yerushalmi, in fact, Yerushalmi is against the Baal. Why did he do that is the question. Why did he feel like Yerushalmi is more reliable than the Baal? And why wasn't he consistent? A lot of times we'll pass like the Baal against Yerushalmi. So that's a big, deep, dark secret. We don't know exactly. But this we know, that the Rambam very often passes like Yerushalmi is against the Baal. The Rambam very often quotes perceptors that don't appear in the Gemara. Very often. He'll quote C3 Zutas, he'll quote C3, but all kinds of outside sources. So that's what in recent years, all the scholars are trying to dig up all the sources of the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get all these demons from? A lot of things. Sometimes he has things that only appear in the Zohar. It seems that the Rambam had used of the Zohar, or some Midrashim that quote things from the Zohar, whatever. So all kinds of outside sources. So this, Mendel Kashi Zohar Shrapa wrote a many years ago. They came to the book, Haramam HaMechilta de Rashbi. How much did the Rambam rely on the Mechilta de Rav Shimon bar Yochai? It's not the regular Mechilta that we have. It's another Mechilta. But the Rambam every so often in the Sefer Mitzvot will quote the Mechilta de Rav Shimon bar Yochai. This is a different Mechilta from now. So he points out, he has a long, and that Sefer is one of the famous pieces that he has, the most famous of that book. It's a big book, but there are only two or three pieces that are known for.
So this is one of them. So he quotes that. They may even a lot of our friends, they all say the same thing, that the Rambam understood that the Kal V'chomer is a good Kal V'chomer. Saka Kiret. That means the Bezdin is there for Shabbos. And if the Bezdin will administer Nisa on Shabbos, they won't be Mechala Shabbos, but they'll be in violation of a different Nisa. Shalom Lahanish for Shabbos. And Asvarit, that's what the Afarim suggests, and Asvarit to say, that if the Bezdin puts somebody in Chayrim on Shabbos, maybe that'll also be a violation of like the Varaish Muhammad Shasev. Shalom Lahanish for Shabbos, not only when there's a Chil Shabbos involved. Like Malchus on Misa, Malchus is going to bleed, and Misa is going to be dead, but he's going to be Shama there. But maybe even Cherem, where nothing happened. Put this guy Cherem, he's not in violation of any of the Lama Tassel's law. Maybe even in that case, Akbarat would say that Shalom HaHakrim to Shabbos, so Cherem is also an Einish. So Rechik said, Yeshua, his topic made him into a fourth, the fellow to pay Knas. Knas is also an Einish. Maybe even if they force him to pay Knas, which is not an Einish Akbarat, it's an Einish Mamish. Maybe that will also be a violation of the Yisra. Maybe not. Maybe the Yisra, maybe the separate Aveira is only when there's an Einish Agul. Maybe when there's an Einish Mamish, not. But maybe even Einish Mamish should also be included. But the Rambam's special sheet, the Rambam has a different chapter. He holds the Kal V'chomer is a good Kal V'chomer. And the Pasuk is Megala, that there's a separate Lav Shalom L'Hanish B'Shem. Morris Shmuel is on that Kovah, quotes the member of Shmuel, who learns up in the Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, in Chumash Vayikra, Nefesh ki kishov alavata, this Pasahim that a Shmuel and Neder is only binding as the person pronouncing this with his lips. If you just don't believe it, just thinking about it, it's not Kal yet. So it says, levata, this Pasahim, so you have to pronounce it with your lips. The Gemara says, but isn't there a passage that says, "Haket, Kolish Hashanadava Ruchai, Nadva Ruchai Isai"? Says the Pharisee, but if you just made up, let's say they make an appeal of Shul, and I make up my mind in my heart I'm going to give $100, and then a week later I change my mind, and I never called it out, I never said how much I'm going to give, I made up my mind I'm going to give $100 after month. So am I obligated to give or not? So the Gemara asks, so Shmuel first starts off by saying, not by me. And Nedir Mishmur is only binding it if Tzorach Lahitz B'Sos, if he pronounces it with his lips. If he doesn't pronounce it with his lips. Then in Moreh, what he does is Pasuk. It says the Beirish that Tzal, called the deep Liba Yiviyeho, is true with Hashem. So the Moreh says, yeah, that's an exception to the rule. Crazy more of a Ligma Mine. So let's learn out from this Pasuk to call us Arasul. Maybe you have a Pasuk anywhere. So you learn out from that Pasuk to call us Arasul. Amamatsinu. That's called a Kula, it's Chalva Leif. So the Gemara says, no, because the snake flew in the Habayim Kiechot. You have a Pasuk by Truma, and you have the Pasuk by the Nidrat HaMishkan. By Truma, the Pasuk says, in the end, the Parsha is the Torah. V'nechshav lachem Truma Asne. So the Gemara has a drasha, v'nechshav lachem Truma Asne. Gitzim, and in other places. But Truma, he tells us, v'machshav. Even though Truma should have been an Indian of Hafloer, I should have said, the Truma is only Chalva, you have a Kri Hashem, the Peh. But nonetheless, that's the Chiddush HaPasuk. And Truma, the Mishnah in Truma says, and the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk points out that a Mufla Sama Chayish, the year before Bar Mitzvah, a child who's not yet a Bar Daz, but a gift to give the Kiddush and a Mekkah Memkar, but he is enough of a Bar Daz to be Mafish Truma. So the Afrosha's Truma belongs to that category of things that are called Haflor. So just like within the year before Bar Mitzvah, he can take a Neder and a Shavuah. That's a special din of Mufla Tama Beish, whether they're Isaac or Rabban, whatever, Machlek is Satana, Machlek is Rishay. But still, there is such a din of Mufla Tama Beish. So too, the Mufla Tama Beish has the ability, that says in Shulchan Aruch, has the ability to be Mafish Truma, because it is an Indian of Haflor. As an Indian of Haflor, I should have said that it's only Chalai Dei Dibur, and you need Amira, and about the Satana. So the Pasuk says, in action, Lachan Shumas, Tamikar, Shur Truma, and he tells us in Mashav, the Mark is when you have two, when you only have one Pasuk that tells you a din, you learn out from that Pasuk, it's a Kolot HaRikulo. That's called a Mamatzin. All the dinim in the Torah have to fit into one pattern. But if you have two psukim and they tell you the same din, why do you need two? If you would have had one, you would have known all. If you would have had the other one, you would have known all. But the fact that you have two psukim to indicate the same din, that's an indication that things come up on Kechad Eimalamdin. But Dafke not. These two are the exceptions to the rule. Kolot HaRikulo, you always need Amira. So that's how the Gemara is Miyashiv Shmuel's memory.
Shmuel is right. The Gama believe or talk lahayt to the Tzvata, but the Nedar and the Shmuel is not binding. You just made up your mind. But there are two exceptions to the rule. One is Truma and one is Nidrus HaMishkan. So that leads us into questions. What about Allah HaMaitan? He made an appeal in the shul for some charitable organization, and someone made up his mind how much he's going to give, but he didn't call it out. So he wasn't Hoytzi Mitzvah, so is he Chayiv or not? So that's a machlokes, whether you should treat Tzedakah the same as Hekdish and Truma. Some Shadim say that the Hekdish and the Truma, if you would have only had one pasuk without the other, you would have had Hekdish, would have had Truma. He would have said only, he would have said perhaps in Kol HaTarakul in the Din HaSom, would have learned that from that to Kol HaTarakul. But not if you have the two, so you don't learn that Kol HaTarakul, but you do make a Tzara Shava of the two. Hekdish and Truma have something in common, that they're in Yonim of Mitzvah. So the same is true regarding any Nidrei Mitzvah. All Nidrei Mitzvah are Chal Balei. That's what we're Machmer for, that's that person. So a lot of Tzadikim seem to assume that a Kabbalah Balei is binding on all in Yonim Mitzvah. It's not Dafke Nidvah Samishkan and not Dafke Truma. All Nidvah Mitzvah. So that's what's in Shulchan Aruch, and nothing like that. That if a person is Mekabal and Medes, Dafke Balei, that would be binding if they're making the appeal. And as the speaker is going on, if I keep on changing my mind, first he makes the appeal to make my mind $5. Then he gets so warm that he starts $1,000. Then as he keeps on talking, I change my mind, $100. Then he keeps on $150, $18. I keep on changing my mind. But that's the Rishayim Rabbarak there on the door, of course, in the Shitim Kubetis, that that doesn't count. The guy keeps on having fleeting mashavas in his mind, but that's not called Gama Beliba. That's not called Gama Beliba. But if he made up his mind, that's it. He's going to give $100 to this score that he keeps on. He doesn't change his mind every 10 seconds, every minute. That's it. He made up his mind, going to be $100. Then a week later, he thinks, well, why should I give $100? I don't want to give less. I don't want to give anything at all. I want to give it to a different yeshiva. I don't want to give it to this yeshiva. So that's the machlokes. In that case, the master. It's not because of a fleeting havamina of giving. You don't have to give the largest sum of money that flew through your mind. That's not called Gama Beliba. The special kriya for Parshas HaKodesh, HaKodesh HaDelachem Resh Kadoshim, is not only that HaKodesh Baruch is speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron and Mitzrayim and telling them that the Gula is going to be in Chodesh Nisan and so on. HaKodesh Baruch at that time was Kaveh, Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh of the Gula, Lasi Lovai as well. The Gemara says, Benisim Nigalu, Benisim Asidim Lehizgoy. That's the accepted opinion. And that's what the Haftarah is all about. The Haftarah from the end of the Novi Yechezkel says exclusively that the Gula or Asidah will take place in the month of Nisim. The question is, what does Gula mean? What does Gula mean? Gula means Hanukkah is based on Midrash, like the Sukkah that I read. The Rishon, the Echad, Achoyesh, Tikach, Pada, and Bokar, Tamil the Chitesor of Hamidosh speaks about the Hanukkah of Hamidosh. The Bayit HaShlishi, Shibbana, Basri Bavi, the Meher of Yamein, the first day they'll open up the Holy Temple will be on, not on the High Holidays, it will be on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That'll be the High Holiday. Be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So we already celebrate now in anticipation. We celebrate the whole Chodesh Nisan as a minor holiday. We don't say Kaplan, we don't say Kutok, and so on. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaveh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaveh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Benisim Nigula, Benisim Asirim Nigula. That is the Chodesh HaGula, that's going to be the Chodesh HaGula. And that's what the Navi promised, that will be the Gula means the Binyan Beit HaMikdash. The Ramban HaChumash says that that's what Gula means. Ramban says that Chumash Mois is the Sefer HaGolus VaHaGula, VaHaGula Mineno. But then the Ramban, how is that Sefer HaGula, Sefer HaGolus VaHaGula, but they don't return back to Eretz Yisrael until Sefer Yeshua. Even the end of the Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu died in Chutzlar. So there is the Gula. The Ramban explains, no, Gula means that you return back to the Hashuas Hashchina that was on the Yovid. The Yovid had an unusual Hashuas Hashchina. Yovid came in Hamarkova, they had, says, Vayal me all of the king, by Avram, by Yitzhak, by Yak, they had Hashuas Hashchina. So when we return to the Sodol of Ka Alei Ahaleihem, Ramban quotes a phrase from a pasuk in Iyov. When you return back to that status, you have a Mishkan, they're not called Gula. Even if you come back to Eretz Yisrael, it's not exactly called the Gula. That's not the Gemar HaGula. The Gemar HaGula is when you build the Beis HaMikdash, and it's only called called the Gula if you plan to build the Beis HaMikdash. You have a memshala arura like they have now. Hashem is brought to Yatsiran in Yishkei. They don't plan to build anything. They'd be happy to give away the whole Makom HaMikdash. They don't plan to build any Beit HaMikdash. They don't plan to worship the Ribbono Shel Olam in heaven. They're not interested in Yishkei. They want Mazak Gula. They want Gula. It's Mamish, the Hefech of Gula. Anyway, this week we're celebrating Gula. We're celebrating Gula. We read the promise that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us, that he's going to give us the Gula. He's going to build the third day Tamidosh. The Tzukim and the Haftarah sound as if, the question how to read the Haftarah, it sounds as if the Kohen Gadol will be required to bring these Korbanos. Just tell us, that the Navi Yecheskel speaks of, why do you need a Kohen Gadol? Kohen Gadol is only needed at Yom Kippur. Why do you need a Kohen Gadol just to bring daily Korbanos? With such a talmudic problem in Chumash Shulchan, the end of Parshas Emor, and Bahaloisla says the Aharon HaKohen does the halacha commentary. Says the Aharon HaKohen does Haktoros Haktoros. The halacha commentary is every day. The Torah is every day. What do you need Aharon HaKohen for that? A Kohen can do that. You didn't have somebody Kohen had Yerikim. There weren't so many Kohen. Start Haktor. There were five Kohanim, two of them died on day number one, so you only left with three Kohanim. Lazar Avinu died. So you only had a Lazar Yisrael, and then you had Pinchas. You only had four Kohanim. Of course, the Kohen Gadol had to do 25% of that. I understand, but why does it say that you need a Kohen Gadol? It sounds like you need a Kohen Gadol to do the Haftarah Haftarah and the Halakas HaMinayah. That's the Ramban asked that question. He said maybe it was a Hirashon and Isar. So that's what the Sforno explains. In the end of today's Sedra, the Sforno has a very fascinating Sforno is a liquid of different Rishonim. Usually a liquid. And he says that the Chumash says that on Yom Kippur you need a Kohen Gadol, ki b'yon and eiro ala kapur. You need a Kohen Gadol because that on Yom Kippur is a more of a whatever the words mean, we don't know exactly what it means, more of a Hashuras Hashchina. What do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moroch Olam Etzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a body. What is a Shechina? What does a Shechina mean? So the Rambam and the Moroch Rukh says that Shechina means that some kind of a heavenly light that appears in the Beis HaMikdash that indicates that there's more than the eye, more than Gashmias in this world. There's some kind of Rukhmias there too. But sometimes if you have, the Gemara says, what do they have to light the menorah for? There was no need for a menorah. There was a heavenly light in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan all the time. So there was no need for the menorah to give light. It would have been illuminated anyway. So what was the illumination? That was the Hashuras Hashchina, was some kind of a divine heavenly illumination. But the Pasuk says that on Yom Kippur, it was after something extra. It was more, there was an Onan, and in the Onan was to cover up this heavenly light, and in the Onan was more of a heavenly light on Yom Kippur. So the Pesukim seem to imply that whenever there's more of a Hashuras Hashchina, then you need a Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah. That's why on Yom Kippur. So the Sforno says, claims, that all the 40 years in the Midbar, ki anan Hashem ala mishkan yomim ve'eshti alayla bravein it's all based in Tzolba Chomaseh. The last part of Nuchum Mishma says like that. It was in the Onan on the Mishkan the whole 40 years. So any Avodah that was done in the Mishkan had to be done by a Kohen Gadol, like on Yom Kippur. All 40 years had the status of Yom Kippur. The Avodah that was done in the Azorah, there wasn't an Onan on the Azorah. The Onan was ala Mishkan. And then the Pasuk, then the Sforno says, and Lossi Lovo is going to be even greater. He says, this didn't happen, not in Shiloh, not in Beis Elohim, in Beis Rishon, Beis Sheni, but in the Beis HaShlishi is going to be back again. Avol Yeitim is the year, the Beis HaShlishi, Yivonah, the Yikaitim, the Meher, the Yamenu, Kamorai, as the Navi says, Vani, Eya, Lachai, Moshay, Shav, Lachovet, Eya, Besecha. The Navi promises that when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built, there will be a greater Hashuas HaShchina than it was the whole 40 years in the Midbar. So if you put two and two together, then it comes out, if all these things are right, then it comes out that you're going to need a Kohen Gadol to do all the Avodahs in the not those that are done in the Azor, those that will be done in the Mishkan, in the Bayis, in the Hekel, will need a Kohen Gadol all the time. So maybe that's the Pshat and the Haftar. It sounds like the Nasi is going to do the Nasi. Rashi has two Pshat, one Pshat and Nasi means the Kohen Gadol. The other Pshat and Nasi means the Melech. The Melech is going to pay for the Korban, a special Korban. But if you learn Pshat, that it refers to different parshas of Pshat and Arti. One is the Melech, one is the Kohen Gadol. Say the Kohen Gadol is going to do the Avodah, then perhaps that's the reason why, the way the Sfarno will explain it. Okay? So, who's going to be inside sharing and who's going to be